What's up? All's well that ends Welch. Adam Croucher, a priest in the Swansea Ward, Swansea Whale Stake, was named the first recipient of the Children's University Gold Award from the Youth University Swansea. The Children's University was established by the Government of Wales to reward out-of-school learning by young people ages 5 to 19. To receive the award, Adam, who has from infancy battled illness and the after effects of a brain tumor surgery, put in more than 600 hours of voluntary work at the Egypt Center at the Swansea University, where he makes sure the museum's artifacts are in good condition and explains what they are to visitors. Adam serves as ward organist, loves music, and enjoys playing a variety of instruments from trombone to piano. He plans to study music and music technology. We will become of one heart and one mind as we individually place the Savior at the center of our lives and follow those He has commissioned to lead us. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Come to Zion, Ensign, November 2008, page 38. Hymn Vocabulary Number 3. Do you know what you just sang? Choose the correct definition for each of the following words that can be found in one or more of our hymns. A. Heather, Hymns Number 232. 1. That girl in your science class. 2. An evergreen shrub. 3. A hearty stew. 4. A soft cushion. B. Bulwark, Hymns Number 35 and 272. 1. A lie. 2. A leather harness. 3. A defensive wall. 4. A swift stream. C. Dissemble, Hymns Number 3. 1. To sing or shout loudly. 2. To remove your shoes. 3. To take apart or break up. 4. To disguise or conceal the truth. D. Rife, Hymns Number 195 and 18 others. 1. Abundant or widespread. 2. A small insect. 3. Brightly shining. 4. Breakfast cereal. E. Climb, Hymns Number 16, 212 and 262. 1. A high hill or mountain. 2. A house or dwelling. 3. A region and its weather. 4. To ascend upward. The answers, number A is 2, an evergreen shrub. B, bulwark is a defensive wall. C, dissemble is 4, to disguise or conceal the truth. D, rife is number 1, abundant or widespread. E, climb is to ascend upward. The Church in Hungary. In 1885, two missionaries went to Budapest, Hungary, but after a month with little success, they left the country. 2 years later, Hungarian Misha Markow was converted near Constantinople, Istanbul, and returned to preach in his native land the following year. But he was banished from Hungary after being imprisoned. In 1900, Elder Markow and his companion preached in Timisoara, Hungary, until the government forced them to leave. The day before they left, they baptized 12 people and appointed leaders for a congregation of 31 members. Prior to World War I, a total of 106 people were baptized. In June 1988, Hungary gave the church legal recognition. 1 year later, President Thomas S. Monson dedicated the country's first meeting house. The Hungary Budapest Mission was created in June 1990. Here are a few facts about the church today in Hungary. Membership, 4,253. Missions, 1. Congregations, 19. Family History Centers, 5. The information from Newsroom at www.lds.org. By the numbers, 58,000 809. Number of tons of food distributed by the church worldwide from 1985 through 2007. My favorite scripture, Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verse 12. This scripture teaches us that music is important to Heavenly Father. It is wonderful that music can be such a beautiful thing and can play a role in the gospel. Laura S., 16, Miskolc, Hungary. Tell us about your favorite scripture in one or two sentences. Send it, along with a photo, to newera@ldschurch.org. To read conference experiences by youth, go to newera.lds.org. Read all the conference talks in the May, Ensign, and Liahona magazines. You can also read, listen to, or watch these talks online at www.lds.org. End of the section, What's Up?